When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Kempire is brought to you by...
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and we are partnering with Rose Forever so that you can get yourself or your mother figure something beautiful, something that will last at least a year. So many of you have checked out Rose Forever in our collaborations in the past, and you said, I've had my roses for 2 years. Guys, it might be time for you to upgrade or change those roses. However, we always have a discount code for you. Kempire20MD, that's for Mother's Day, is now available for $20 off. It will only be available during this Mother's Day collaboration that we have. Be sure to check out the description for more details on how you can get roses, candles, even other beautiful flowers that will last you at least a year from our friends over at Rose Forever. Again, more information will be available in the description.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
How's everyone doing today? We're going to get into some hot topics, including Mary J. Blige being sued by her longtime friend and stylist, Misa Hylton. We also have to talk about the Beyonce tour being kicked off. I completely forgot that the tour was getting kicked off this week up until maybe like a day or two before. I was like, oh, wait a minute. The tour is happening. What city is it kicking off in? It kicked off in LA yesterday. So we're going to talk about that. We also have to talk about Bishop T.D. Jakes stepping down from his position at his mega church. So I want to talk about that. But before we do that, of course, don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to share the video. Shout out to our King's Guards, our channel members, and our subscribers. It is a subscriber-only chat. Shout out to our new subscribers. If you're new here, be sure to let us know as well. Today's live show is brought to you by our friends over at Factor Meals. Because, you know, if you have a busy schedule, Factor gives you quality meals, a variety of different meals, but also a meal in 2 minutes. And can you get a quality meal in 2 minutes from any of these other folks? No. I've tried many different meal services. And I also love that Factor offers a lot of these different add-ons, including like those little ginger shots and things like that. So shout out to Factor. Make this your best season yet with nutritious two-minute meals from Factor. Eating well has never been this easy. Just heat up and enjoy, giving you more time to do what you want, especially during this weather. So I did Pilates, come home, throw a Factor meal in for 2 minutes, and I have lunch. Okay. Get outside instead of prepping and cooking indoors. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle. And of course, I've gotten you a deal. Get started at factormeals.com/Kempire50off and use code Kempire50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code Kempire50off at factormeals.com/Kempire50off for 50% off plus free shipping. More of that information for those that are watching the replay of this will be available in the description. And for those that are watching on in the live chat, it is pinned. So be sure to get that today if you haven't already. Thank you, Gigi. Green has been my color. You know, green used to be one of my favorite colors back in the day. And then I kind of was like, I don't feel for green. But now, since I've moved my decor, I have splashes of green everywhere. I'm wearing green. It's abundance. It's growth. It's grounding. It's tourist season. All of that. Okay. Britt says, Kempire, will you ever come to Minnesota? I'm short a visit. I don't know if I would do a live show in Minnesota. If we have a large community, sometimes I don't realize the large community, like the DMV, we sell out, we sell fast and out in the DMV. So there are certain areas you just don't, you just never know. So, I mean, if we have people watching in Minnesota, let me know. Okay. So shout out to Minnesota. Okay. All right, let's get to the hot topics because for those that might be new here, this is our lunch hour hot topics, our hot topics of hot topics lunch hour. So there are a couple of stories that I wanted to get into that aren't, because for if you're new here, we don't just talk about housewives, we don't just talk about reality television, we talk about everything in pop culture. So I saw this story and I said, oh, we got to cover some of these stories today. All right, before we get to the Mary J. Blige of it all, because I have thoughts, or the Beyonce of it all, Bishop T.D. Jakes, as you know, had a health scare a few weeks ago, and over the weekend, he announced that he would be stepping down from his mega church. He has a huge following, but he also has had a lot of lawsuits recently, a lot of rumors recently as well. So according to U.S. Today, they said Bishop T.D. Jakes announced that he would be stepping down and handing leadership of the Potter House Church, a non-denominational Christian church, to his daughter and her husband. On Sunday, Jake, 67, announced that his daughter, Sarah Jakes Roberts, and son-in-law, Tori Roberts, will take over the church, which he founded in 1996. They're almost 30 years. Wow. He made the announcement during an emotional sermon where he asked the congregation to welcome their new pastors with open arms. "This is a legacy," Jake said, "not because they're kin, but because they're kind." Ooh. "They've immersed themselves in the DNA of the church for years." The pastor said that while he is stepping down from his current role, he wants to continue doing work with the community. "As you, co-pastor-elect, I'm grateful. I'm honored," Jakes' daughter said as she was called onto the stage. "As your daughter, I'm so happy you're going to get some rest." The change comes after Jakes suffered from a heart attack on stage in November. Wow. Damn, it was November. That feels like yesterday that happened. In a video posted online, Jakes is seen pausing during an hour-long sermon before shaking suddenly as the other church members gathered around him, according to the U.S. Today's previous reporting. He was then rushed to an intensive care unit. A week after the slight health incident, they put that in a quote, he spoke to his congregation remotely and told them that they were looking at a miracle. So as you know, Jakes has been in ministry for 47 years and has advised many high-profile individuals, including Diddy, including the last three presidents, according to the bio on his website. The bio does not specify specifically name which presidents, but says Jakes was a featured speaker at Barack Obama's inauguration in 2009. Jakes is also a best-selling author and award-winning filmmaker. With minimal resources, he founded the Potter House in 1996, according to his bio. His wife, Sarita Jakes, and the couple have been married for over 40 years. They have 5 children together. And this would not be a Kempire report if I don't give you the full story. Isn't one of his daughters accused of some damning things when it comes to children? Just want to put that out there. It's not a story that we've covered, but it's been sort of in the periphery of my knowledge of what's been going on with T.D. Jakes' family over the last couple of years. The bishop has made headlines after being a longtime spiritual mentor to Sean Diddy Combs, the record executive who was indicted for S trafficking and other federal charges. And for those of you that may have missed it, I did give you a Diddy update over the weekend. A lot of you may have missed it because I told you this months back. There were a lot of people watching our Diddy videos and it felt like YouTube was suppressing anytime we talked about Diddy. So if you want the Diddy update, I'm just telling you now, it's on my page here on YouTube, okay? The bishop has made headlines, as you know, after being a longtime spiritual mentor to Sean Diddy Combs, the record executive who was indicted for S trafficking and other federal charges. In regards to his daughter and knowing more about her, Sarah Jakes Roberts is a New York Times bestselling author and CEO of Women Evolve, where she hosts a conference each year that focuses on women's empowerment through faith and draws thousands. The event this year will be held in Atlanta in July and is already sold out. She and her husband, Torre Roberts, are both co-pastors at One, a Potter House church in Los Angeles, and Potter's House of Denver. Roberts is also a best-selling author, entrepreneur, investor, producer, humanitarian, and podcast host. The couple have been married since November of 2014, so over 10 years, reported by Essence. This is both Robert Roberts and Jake Roberts' second marriage. Together, the two have 5 children from their previous marriages and 6 children together, reported the Lifestyle magazine. So this will be interesting. Look, sometimes the universe sends you a pebble to let you know to slow down, take time, and reflect. And then sometimes they will send you a brick upside your head, or i.e. a heart attack, to tell you to slow down. He's been the head of this church for nearly 30 years. So, and I think based off of this profile on his daughter and her husband, they sound like the perfect couple to take on this next generation for the church. And that might help also evolve the church as well as we, as a society, continue to evolve. So that I wanted to talk about because we haven't talked about that yet. This might be a weird segue, but it's all kind of tied together to the Diddy of it all. Not only have T.D. Jakes faced interesting allegations and allegations of being connected to Diddy, Jay-Z, as you know, had faced a lawsuit with Tony Busby, accusing him of some damning things, which have now been dismissed. Beyonce has kicked off her tour. See, you had to bring it back all around, okay? Bring it back all around, okay? So Beyonce kicked off her Cowboy Carter tour. According to the Daily Mail, they called her failed tour. I'm just saying that. I'm not saying that it's a failed tour. I'm just saying I saw that headline today and I was like, Beyonce does not have a failed tour. I'm sure all of these shows are doing quite well. Los Angeles, I don't know if it was sold out or not, but it was definitely packed. And Beyonce is one hell of a live performer, so I don't doubt that she will always have an audience that would want to hear her perform. Maybe a failure in comparison to what? Renaissance? What I do know is that so many people showed up and showed out. Beyonce did not give any instructions in regards to what people should wear. She just says, I'm doing a country album. These are some of the outfits that I've been wearing. People, the Beyonce stans, the Beyonce, the Beehive, they took the lead and said, okay, understood, and the costumes of it all. So when people debate whether or not Cowboy Carter deserved Album of the Year, and look, in my head, I was like, did it deserve Album of the Year? But then as I've thought it through, and I've talked about this before, it had such an impact. It taught so many people, both black, brown, white, about the origins of country music and us taking back country music as a people. She also put so many other already established country artists on to a bigger platform that they didn't have the platform before, or the amount of attention. And I was like, no, this is Album of the Year. The music was good. It was a solid project. But for me, an Album of the Year is not just necessarily about just the music. I still believe the music was quality. Is it my favorite of her catalog? No. But the impact that it had on our culture, the impact that it had on the music culture, the impact that it will continue to have, the impact that it's having now with an album. And JP says it's a 3-hour show. Only Beyonce. Some of these artists today cannot even possibly even achieve close to that in regards to a 2-hour, 1-hour show. Beyonce is a hardworking artist. That's why I will always have a level of respect for Beyonce, because the level that she's at, she doesn't have to work as hard as she does. She doesn't. And she does every time. She never gives you a half-assed performance ever. And that's why I know her tickets, as someone just said, the tickets are insanely expensive. But you're not going to walk in there thinking, oh, I paid too much for this. Okay, I paid too much for this. I don't think so. Because I think a lot of people thought that the Cowboy Carter tour was just going to be that album. Clearly, if you saw any of the clips, she's performing Renaissance. She's performing from all of her other projects. Okay, so before we get into any of that, I wanted to read what the New York Times had to say about this album. They said, the last time Beyoncé performed Daddy Lessons, the stomping, biting number from her 2016 album, Lemonade, was at that year's CMA Awards, which caused a lot of controversy. Another reason why this album was so impactful this year. They said that in a blistering rendition alongside the Dixie Chicks, now the Chicks, not everyone in country music embraced Beyoncé's experimentation. I did not feel welcome, she wrote in the album notes leading up to the release of last year of Cowboy Carter, her eighth studio album, an exploration of the many tendrils of American roots music and their connections to Black music of all stripes and generations. So it was meaningful and pointed that at the opening night of Cowboy Carter tour at the SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Where's Judy? Inglewood, that's right by you. The SoFi Stadium. On Monday, Beyoncé played Daddy Lessons for the first time since that rejection. Wow, I didn't realize that. It came right after she sang her renovated version of Dolly Parton's Jolene, approved by the country royal herself, while soaring over the rapturous crowd in a flying horseshoe. Sidebar, she opens the Cowboy Carter tour with American Requiem, which I was like, okay. A lot of people speculated that she would. And sometimes Beyoncé, when you guys expect her to go right, she goes left. Full circle moments just don't happen. They are the products of intention and diligence and allergy to loose threads. Throughout this roisterous and clever show, there were suggestions that loop closing has been very much on Beyoncé's mind, along with culmination. Cowboy Carter is proof of that writ large. It is an album as historical remedy, and it was in part inspired by her chilly Nashville reception. If you can't join them, beat them. And beat them she did all the way through, earning Album of the Year at the Grammys in February, ending a controversial career-long drought in the awards top category, even though she is the most decorated Grammy winner of all time. That said, calling this the Cowboy Carter Tour was a mild head fake. Even though Beyoncé performed most of the album's songs, it was as purposeful reframing of this latest album as a kind of DNA-level source material that has been lurking beneath her music all along. Because I hear there's a lot of overlapping and mixing that she does of her music. At almost 3 hours long, her seventh solo headlining concert tour was a characteristic Beyoncé epic. It came alive during the second act, beginning with the sparkly Renaissance flirtation, America Has a Problem, which she delivered from behind a Lucite lectern, followed by Spaghetti, one of the most ferocious and fun songs on Cowboy Carter. It's one of my favorite songs, too. One of the most ferocious and fun songs on Cowboy Carter that led to Formation, by now a crucial entry in her canon, and before long, Diva, which made clear connections between her politics and her physicality. Freedom reigns in both. And of course, the theme of the stage is very Cowboy Carter. But like I said, the music is the Beyoncé catalog. So if you think you're just going to see her talking and singing about Cowboy Carter, it's not. So they continue. They said, by the time Beyoncé arrived at the fifth section, which began with Jolene and Daddy Lessons, she appeared to be improbably gaining strength. On Bodyguard, her voice was ostentatious. Her ease of motion on Tyrant and Thick was luminous. Here's the thing. When she's performing Tyrant, she's on a bull. It's like perfect for Taurus season. She's on this mechanical bull. There's a lot of robotics involved. At one particular point, a robot pours her a shot, I'm sure, of Sir Davis. I don't know, by now, I'm sure you've probably seen some of the photos of the gifts, and not gifts, but the merchandise that she's offering. There's cowboy hats, there's t-shirts, there's all kinds of things there. She was well past the two-hour mark when she landed on the slick Texas Hold'em, by far the most successful single on Cowboy Carter. Though that album had a gangbuster release week, it did not spawn many broad impact singles, certainly not by comparison to earlier Beyoncé albums. This was the platonic ideal of Beyoncé's country song that might have feasibly been embraced by the country mainstream, but Beyoncé, performing from the hood of a semi-truck, upended it here, blending it into the rollicking Crazy in Love. Here's the thing, too. I think that was intentional. Beyoncé could have released videos, Beyoncé could have released singles, and to push those songs, but she never did. And when you think about it from a music business perspective of how the music business is not what it used to be, it's not making the money that it's used to making, not doing music videos and touring is where artists make their money, is actually a good idea for her record label, which is Parkwood Entertainment. She's saving money in regards to not doing music videos, not really pushing marketing that much. And any marketing that she does, she aligns it sometimes with bigger brands who are paying for the marketing. It's actually genius in this new era of music where artists do not make money from putting out music. They make money from the sponsorships. They make money from the tours. Exactly. Creme Brulee says no point in doing a music video. Times have changed. And then think about this. If she decides, she could decide to put this concert again in theaters and she makes money again. Like, it's brilliant. This is brilliant. And she, Beyoncé and I are the same age. So she comes from that era of where there was so much money in music to a time now where there isn't a lot of money in music. So they continue. They said that was one of the several new old partnerships in her set, which I kind of love. I like to see how you're able to mix the old and the new together. So that's one of the things that I did notice from all the clips that I was seeing. That was one of the several old partnerships in her set. To most Wanted and Blow, Thick and Bills, Spaghetti and Flawless. The music, Flawless, she performs, she does perform that. She performed that last time too. The music on Cowboy Carter, she was underscoring, wasn't just American roots music, but also Beyoncé roots music. Beyoncé's roots. Dating all the way back to Destiny's Child. There were visual and sonic echoes of earlier tours and live shows too. A red lip couch previously used on the Beyoncé Experience, her version of Before I Let Go, the maze featuring Frankie Beverly classic, she revisited on Homecoming, and wholesale set pieces from the Renaissance World Tour down to the stars of Voguing working the stage. Kudos especially to Honey Balenciaga. She sprinkled in bits of hip-hop songs, David Banner's Like a Pimp, Goody Mob's Cell Therapy, Big X, the Plugs, the Largest, and making even more plain the thread she's stitching between genres and generations. Even though the musicology lessons dominated her performance, Beyoncé's true subject was the immutability of American iconography. There we go. Iconography. And how to put it to work in her favor. That began with wardrobe. She played various stripes of cowgirl throughout the night, from regal to down home. I do want to say thank you so much, Sean, for the super chat. Sean says, last year I went to see everyone in concert from Kraftwerk to Santi Gold to Jungle to BBD. This year has been dry, I believe, due to the economic fear, which is understandable. I'm going to see B next week. Yeah, I think that's another. We don't talk a lot about politics or economics here on the channel, but I just saw a report talking about the looming recession and the fears of that happening. I also saw that Donald Trump is taking on Amazon, slamming them because Amazon wants to put labels on how tariffs are affecting certain products, and he doesn't like that. Mind you, these billionaires have been in line, in step with Donald Trump leading up to his election and his win. So continuing in regards to Beyoncé, but here's the thing too, and this is connected to Beyoncé when we talk about the politics and the economics of it all. Beyoncé, when she visits any of these cities, adds to the economy millions and millions of dollars. But also, you also see her throughout this tour making some political statements without being too political for some people. She, at one particular point, sings the national anthem, too. Even though the musicology lessons dominated her performance, Beyoncé's true subject was the mutability of American iconography and how to put it to work in her favor. That began with wardrobe. She played various stripes of cowgirl throughout the night, from regal to down home. And they had some photographs. For those that want to know where I'm reading from, I'm reading the New York Times review of Beyoncé's project. The crowd dressed for the occasion, of course, fringe leather, chaps, silver cowboy boots, denim dusters, neckerchiefs, sashes that read Cowboy Carter, or in some cases, ones that replaced Beyoncé's surname with the wearer's name. Outside the stadium, vendors were selling cowboy hats and folding fans, got that good snap, one promise, spreading it out to read B-Hall. Here's the thing. That's the other thing. Going to Beyoncé concerts sounds like a lot of work. I got to get a costume? Lord, I'm going to put on some jeans and cut off one of my flannel shirts. Just like. At the merchandise stands, you could buy for $75 a t-shirt depicting Beyoncé sitting side saddle and pointing a shotgun. Next to the phrase, never ask permission for something that already belongs to you. That phrase flashed on stage when she was singing the Star Spangled Banner. See, her own little political statements throughout. She wore an American flag dress for the night's finale, Amen. And just before that, she was hoisted around the stadium in a red car with a flag at her side. Reverence was just one of her postures, but not one she wore for long. At the end of the show, a huge bust of the Statue of Liberty appeared on stage with a bandana covering its mouth, as if protecting itself. One video sketch found a giant Beyoncé stomping past the White House. Wonder who's hanging out there, then drawing a wink from the Lincoln Memorial. This is how artists do it, without doing interviews or making a speech, even though she did, in support of Kamala when Kamala was running. Beyoncé has long been friskier than she gets credit for, but now she appears looser than ever. She definitely looked like she was having a good time up there with her daughter, Blue Ivy, okay? And Rumi made an appearance as well. Rumi is more out there in regards to, I am famous, people know me and love me, where Blue Ivy, Capricorn, is more demure. But Blue Ivy, coming from when she first did the Renaissance tour to now, it's like the level of just improvement and her determination to be great. Obviously, she gets that from her parents, especially her mom. So that was really nice to see her growth as well. Excuse me. So the New York Times continues. They say that Beyoncé has long been friskier. We read that already. At various points in the interstitial video, she was smoking a cigarette, a cigar, a joint. She played along with the memes and mashups that trickle up to her from the Beyoncé stan internet. Like she was on her Renaissance World Tour stadium show she mounted just 2 years ago, she was joined on stage for several songs by her daughter, Blue Ivy, who served as a backup dancer for her mother, as well as a narrative foil and fan magnet. Rumi, Beyoncé's other daughter, appeared on stage during Protector. Her mother, Tina, was in the audience as well. That was part of a family through line during this show that extended in both directions, past and future. Sidebar, I did see that Solange retweeted footage of Blue Ivy dancing. I forgot her exact words, but she basically was like, TT, you know, is just so proud of her. Something that I'm paraphrasing, but I saw that she retweeted that. That was part of the family through line during the show that extended to both directions, past and future. Where was Jay-Z? Was he there? I'm assuming he was. Towards the end of the night, the huge screens on stage filled with childhood photos, old rehearsal videos, the clip where Beyoncé revealed her baby bump on MTV, singing at Barack Obama's inauguration, and so on. Okay, this too felt like the closing of a loop, a valedictory address. For more than two decades, Beyoncé has worked to redefine the boundaries of what a pop star can achieve and how. She sets bars, then leaped over them. But what do you do when you run out of goals? Win all the accolades, become one of one. Accept that your future may well be a remix of your past, and that's a whole new gift. I love writers. Shout out to the New York Times. Again, you can read that on the New York Times website, their review of the Beyoncé show. The things that stood out to me were the Cowboy Carter costumes, but the overlay of just everything in regards to Beyoncé's catalog, along with Cowboy Carter. So for those that were on the fence about going because you thought it was just going to be about Cowboy Carter, no, it's a full Beyoncé tour. She's performing all of the songs. But she's mixing them together and she's making political statements. Blue Ivy is back on tour with her mama. Rumi is making appearances when she's available. Okay. If you went to the Beyoncé concert in LA, be sure to let us know. Replay crew as well. Be sure to let us know. And be sure to let us know the standout moments for you. Okay. Someone said, except B-Day. No, she performed Deja Vu. I saw the clip of her performing B-Day, of Deja Vu. Deja Vu's from B-Day, right? I'm not making that up. I'm not a Beyoncé stan, but I'm pretty sure she performed Deja Vu. I mean, she has 8 studio albums, and she has how many albums with as a group? Which just says, listen, how much are these tickets? We are in New York City, and technically that show is in... exactly. Kenya says that, well, Beyoncé danced to a bit of Deja Vu. See? I mean, Blue danced to Deja Vu. Thank you, Thea. They had me questioned for a second. I was like, I'm pretty good when it comes to my music stuff. But I was like, Deja Vu is part of B-Day. But again, she has such an illustrious catalog. You can't include every song, y'all. She just included a new song. Well, not new song, but a song that she hasn't, Daddy Lessons. And okay. A lot of people love B-Day. B-Day is very different in regards to some of her other projects previous. Hey, O'Shea. O'Shea says, yes, she did perform it. I know I wasn't going crazy. I saw the clip. I did some prep before I came here. I did the clip. All right. Let me move on from there. For those that are just joining us, this is our lunch hour recap of some hot topics. You know, we don't just talk about housewives here. We talk about everything in pop culture. And we just talked about TD Jakes stepping down. And we also talked about Beyoncé kicking off her world tour in Los Angeles yesterday. And she has another date in Los Angeles on Thursday. I don't know if tickets are still available. I'm sure there are. I don't know. They're those particular mosh pit, but they're not mosh pits, things. I did hear, did someone say that there was a physical fight at the Beyoncé concert? That is so unusual for a Beyoncé concert. That's more like a K. Michelle concert. Sorry, K. Michelle. I'm only saying that because I went to a K. Michelle concert years ago when she released her first like major single, VSOP, her first album, and a fight broke out. I was like, no, 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 no. I said, never again will I go to a K. Michelle concert. And Toy says, no explanation needed. Kept our damn. Well, but then there it is. But I love me some K. Michelle. But after that, I was like, nope, never again. I know. Mia Moore says, paying all that money to fight as well. I've never heard of people fighting at a Beyoncé concert. I'm not surprised because people lose their mind at, you know, over Beyoncé. Keith says, what in a sexy red? See, I wouldn't go to a sexy red concert. Toya says that K. Michelle is a fighter. I'm surprised she's not on Baddies. I mean, K. Michelle was some good reality television. A lot of her old clips have been reshared in recent months. And it's like, she was good reality television. But she's also a very talented singer and songwriter. But you can be both. You can be both. All right. Since we're talking about the R&B ladies, we have to talk about Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige is being sued for $5 million. As you know, since Mary divorced her husband, she's had some financial issues. So that's part of the reason why you've seen Mary do a lot of tours. Mary's been doing a lot of different sponsorships and things like that. So she does not need a $5 million lawsuit because I can't even tell you if Mary had. No, Mary should probably have $5 million by now. But she don't want to pay no one's $5 million. Okay? So here's the thing. This story is actually pretty interesting to me. Oh, yeah, she's been doing acting. This story is interesting to me because there's a Diddy correlation here. We already know Mary J. Blige and Sean Diddy Combs go way back. As you know, Diddy's trial is coming up next week. They start jury selection next week. I did do a separate video giving you guys a full update on what's been going on with Diddy. Again, they've been suppressing my Diddy videos. Mods, if we can post a link to my link to the Diddy video in the chat. But if you're watching the replay of this, go check that video out if you've been looking for me to update you on everything Diddy. But this lawsuit is coming from Misa Hylton. Misa Hylton is Diddy's ex, Diddy's baby's mother. She also came up with Diddy. She also came up with Mary J. Blige and Lil' Kim. Exactly. Misa and Mary J. Blige have been friends. I don't know if they were still friends in recent years, but they were friends for years. Misa Hylton is, when people want to give Lil' Kim credit for influencing like a Nicki Minaj, well, we really should be looking to a Misa Hylton, because a Misa Hylton was the person styling all of these artists during that time. So to wake up today, not wake up, but to see the story today that Misa Hylton is suing Mary J. Blige over their artist, Vado, for $5 million. And this is an exclusive from All Hip Hop. So this is what All Hip Hop is saying in regards to this lawsuit. Mary J. Blige is being sued by Misa Hylton and rapper Vado for allegedly derailing his career. Vado has been around a long time. He was signed at one particular point to DJ Khaled. He's been around a long time. So when they said this, I was like, who's signing Vado at this particular point? Why isn't Vado doing independent? And why would you sign to Mary J. Blige? But okay. I also didn't know that Misa Hylton had a management company. So they said Mary J. Blige is being sued by, I'm going to add this, longtime friend and collaborator, Misa Hylton, who used to style Mary J. Blige. Honestly, I feel like she styled Mary J. Blige recently. I don't know about the last year, but not too long ago, Misa was styling Mary J. Blige. They've collaborated in recent years. So she's being sued. Mary J. Blige is being sued by Misa Hylton and the rapper. So Mary J. Blige is also being sued by Vado for allegedly derailing his career and withholding his album to dissolve their business ties. Mary J. Blige is facing a $5 million lawsuit in New York from stylist Misa Hylton, her talent agency, Misa Management, over claims that the Grammy Award-winning singer sabotaged their business relationship with rapper Vado. Blige is accused of withholding Vado's completed album to pressure him into cutting ties with her friend Misa Hylton, a longtime associate and the R&B singer's former stylist. But get this, there's a personal situation here. All right. No, y'all can say I'm being messy. I don't know how I'm being messy by reporting what's being reported here, but stay subscribed, keep watching. Weird. Blige is being accused of withholding Vado's completed album to pressure him into cutting ties with Misa Hylton. But there's more. Hylton and Vado accused Blige and her company, Beautiful Life Productions, of interfering with a signed management agreement between Vado and Misa, her management company, which entitled the agency to 20% of the rapper's earnings.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
So mind you, it seems as if Votto is siding with Misa and his management. Misa is his management. He's signed to Mary J. Blige as the record label. All right? So according to the court docs, So Blige is accusing of withholding Votto's completed album to pressure him into cutting ties with Hilton, a longtime associate and R&B and the R&B singer's former stylist. Hilton and Votto accused Blige and her company, Beautiful Life Productions, of interfering with the signed management agreement between Votto and Misa's management company, which they're entitled to 20% of Votto's earnings. Hilton, the fashion architect behind Blige's iconic look since the early 90s, alleges that the singer used her influence to isolate Votto and steer him away from the contract, which happens in this industry, not just music, but entertainment. Someone tried to do that to me. They try to interfere with my management at one particular point. That happened with me, a podcast company that I was working with. I'm no longer working with them. Try to do the same thing, talking all kinds of trash to me and then talking all kinds of trash to my management. This happens all the time. And if you're on shaky ground with your management, it really could mess things up. Yes, the Diddy trial starts on Monday. They start jury selection on Monday. So Hill said, they said, according to the court docs, Blige allegedly persuaded Votto to break his management deal during private yacht gatherings, hotel meetings, and exclusive events where Misa representatives were intentionally left out. You got to think about, it's important when we talk about this story to think about Mary J. Blige, Mary J. Blige's history, Mary J. Blige and who she's been connected to over the years. And the things that she's gone through in this industry. So they're saying that Mary J. Blige allegedly persuaded Votto the rapper to break his management deal with Misa Hilton's company during private yacht gatherings, hotel meetings, and exclusive events where Misa's representatives were intentionally left out, meaning not invited to these events. And you're inviting me to these events and you're talking business. And my management's not there. The lawsuit claims that Blige's security chief, also described as her boyfriend. So for those that have been wondering, who's Mary J. Blige's man? They're saying her security chief, described as her boyfriend in the lawsuit, wanted to sign Votto himself. So Mary had other intentions, because when you think about it, if my boyfriend is managing him, I'm the record label, we are Xing Misa out, and now it's all in the family, and now we have all control. Now we can influence every part of Votto's deal. Leap says, over Votto? I know, Lee. I can't believe that this was over. I thought it was a new artist, but Votto's been around a long time. But obviously they see something in him. He's obviously talented. So they said the lawsuit claims that Mary J. Blige's security chief, described as her boyfriend, wanted to sign Votto himself. He urged Votto to ink a new contract without legal representation and warned the rapper he would lose out on opportunities if he stayed with Misa's management company. Wow, dirty. But this is how, you have to remember, a lot of these people, artists like Mary J. Blige, came up in a business where they played this dirty, and that's all they know. And this is how they conduct business. Not saying it's right, but I'm just putting you in the mind of how these people think. So they wanted Votto to ink a new contract without legal representation. First of all, Votto is not a spring chicken. So he was probably already saying, like, what? You want me to sign a new deal without legal representation? And I can see him getting out of this record label, because if he can prove any of this. And they warned the rapper he would lose out on opportunities if he stayed with Misa Hilton's management company. Again, Misa Hilton is his management company. They're entitled to 20%. Mary J. Blige is his record label. So, and I'm wondering how they found each other, because I know I know that Mary J. Blige and Votto have been working together. So I'm wondering, did Misa bring Votto to Mary? I'm wondering. Or was it the other way around? I don't know. So the dispute centers on two key agreements, a July 25th, 2023 management contract between Votto and Misa Hylton's management company, and an October 1st, 2023 record deal. So a lot of that happened in 2023 for him. Record deal with Beautiful Life Productions, which is Mary J. Blige's record company. Okay. Let me continue. Blige and Votto collaborated on the 2023 single, Still Believe in Love. And although Votto completed an album in July 2024, so it's almost a year since he completed this album, the suit alleges that Mary J. Blige shelved the project and blocked touring opportunities as a leverage to sever his ties with Hylton's agency. So he's accusing them of shelving his project and blocking him from being able to tour with that project as a way to for him to acquiesce to them and sign to Mary J. Blige's security chief's management. What in the Kelvin is going on? And I wouldn't be surprised that Mary J. Blige is dating security. Some of these artists, and I think that this is what Wendy Williams did as well, they get with these men that can be protectors of them in this very dirty industry. And I wonder if this security guy was protecting her from Diddy. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying it's fact. I'm asking questions. A lot of the times, they get with these folks, these street dudes, too, in order to protect them. I believe that was also the crux of Wendy Williams' relationship with Kelvin. He was a street dude. He was in the streets and in clubs and doing things like that. And she had a lot of people in hip-hop that wanted to come at her. So the suit alleges that Mary J. Blige shelved the Votto's project and blocked touring opportunities leveraged to sever ties with Hylton's agency. In private messages, Mary J. Blige allegedly stated that she would not release Votto's album or allow him to tour as long as he stayed with Misa. So if they have the text messages, that part too, Lee, Nicki Minaj's husband does her security too. Another street dude. Because of the way this industry moves, they're almost like protectors. So they're saying in private messages, Mary J. Blige allegedly stated that she would not release Votto's album or allow him to tour as long as he stayed with MISA, Misa Hylton's production company, management company. The plaintiffs argue that Blige's inactions left Votto in, quote, economic servitude. Sound familiar? Unable to earn income or repay advances tied to his record deal. First of all, Votto, why would you sign a Mary J. Blige? I love Mary. I think Mary is a fantastic artist. But in 2025, where you can produce and release your own music, why would you sign to Mary J. Blige? Yes, she might have connections in the business, but those connections she's not even able to reap for herself. I'm not saying that Mary J. Blige, being Mary J. Blige, can't help a career, but just having a name in the music industry is not enough to make you a huge success in the music industry. If anything, what time has taught us, artists managing other artists never works out properly because they will always be focused on their own success and their own elevation over yours. Yes, Wanya Morris's sons are signed to Mary as well. Wasn't there a little scuff up about that too? Exactly. An artist's vanity label is never the move. No, I and look, we also have to keep in mind that Mary lost a lot of money in her divorce and is still trying to come back from that. And I know she's had the acting and the touring, but y'all have to remember, Taraji told us, Black actors and actresses are not paid well in this industry. Yes, they can make a cute coin, but it's not to live the lifestyle that they live, dress the way that they want to dress, diamonds around their neck. So the plaintiffs argue that Blige's actions left Votto in, quote, economic servitude, unable to earn income or repay advances tied to his record deal. They seek $5 million in damages for breach of contract, emotional distress, and interference with business relationships. The lawsuit also requests an injunction to prevent further disruption from Blige or her company. So I'm wondering if he just wants to release his project. This is crazy that artists that were basically pimped like this by other people are now doing that to their own. Because when Mary J. Blige did it, yes, there was a, you know, Andre Harrell. However, above Andre Harrell were Clive Davis and the suits, these mm-hmm. white men that were doing this stuff to her. And now she's doing this to other artists, allegedly. These are allegations. This is a civil lawsuit that Vado, who's signed to Mary J. Blige's record label, and Mary J. Blige's one-time friend and former stylist, who has styled her, I'm telling you, within the last couple of years, has styled Mary J. Blige. I've seen them recently working together. So a $5 million lawsuit, some speculate, well, maybe it's just a business lawsuit. Maybe it's not necessarily a lawsuit or issue between Mary J. Blige. I don't think so. If you look at the details of this lawsuit, there ain't no way that that's my friend. You're trying to steal an artist from me. You're trying to eliminate me from, you're trying to take money out of my pocket. So to help your boyfriend, allegedly, because they're saying that Mary J. Blige wanted Vado to sign to her security chief that's being described as her boyfriend, meaning to me, Vado has seen the security chief all hugged up on Mary, probably on one of these private yacht meetings, as said in the lawsuit. So then there's that. So that's the update in regards to a couple of the different stories. We're going to ask you guys if you have any questions in regards to this and comments. I'm going to read through some of that. Keep liking the video, guys, if you haven't liked it already. If you're watching the replay of this, be sure to like the video, subscribe, and share your thoughts on any of the stories that we covered, from TD Jakes to the Beyonce tour, and now Mary J. Blige being sued by her longtime collaborator, Vado, and Misa Hylton, her once stylist for years. Vado is no one to be fighting over, Funky says. He choked to Tahiri. Oh, when was that? Did I miss that? Are we mixing up Vado with Joe Budden? Because I know he did that to Tahiri. Or did he do that? Did Tahiri get abused by both of these men? Lord have mercy. Oh, Singer says, you missed the campfire. It was Vado. Oh, hell no. Oh, it was on Marriage Boot Camp. Ew. And mind you, he's being managed by two women. And these women have to know his history. That alone is disgusting. Wait, I had a question up here. Tika says, this puts me in the mind of Coco Jones not being given her album until the last minute ahead of the Breakfast Club interview. Do you think that is somewhat of a similar situation to MJB? I did see that. Coco really wanted to defend the label. Sometimes these labels are just lackadaisical. I don't think that they would necessarily intentionally try to set Coco up. I think maybe they were trying to prevent the album from leaking. Was it a poor move? Someone probably got fired that day, but... Marriage Boot Camp, Lord have mercy. I don't watch Marriage Boot Camp, so that's why I didn't see it. But the fact, I didn't even know that he and Tahiri had a thing. Lee says Tahiri threw an apple at him and reacted way after two toxic messes. The fact that she got into another toxic relationship with a rapper. Oh, damn. Chocolate Soul says, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the bodyguard will be history and we will get a bomb Mary heartbreak album. I don't know. Mary needs to learn her lessons at this particular point. I don't need an album about it. And Duchess says, can anyone in the chat name a Vado song? I can, but it's not a Vado song. He's featured on Mary J. Blige's Still Believe in Love. It's in front of me. Virginia says, I didn't realize he was the same person. Thanks, chat. Yeah, thank you for, I didn't even know that story in regards to it. But literally, when you said Tahiri, I was like, well, Joe Budden was accused of doing that too. Votto, V-A-D-O, not Lotto. Votto, the male rapper. I know him, but I don't know a song. I just know him being in the industry. And when I heard that they were fighting over him, I was like, first of all, I didn't know he was signed to them. Secondly, I thought it was going to be like a newer artist. Because you saw also that Lil' Kim's artist was blasting her on social media for not releasing his album. So there's again, another artist this week signed to, yes, these are people that we respect in the music industry, but we don't know them to be music moguls in regards to putting out artists. You have to have more than just a name to put out an artist. You have to know what you're doing. Mary said on Wendy Williams years ago that she was no longer singing Heartbreak, and here we are. Patterns of Violent Men. Exactly. Rappers and singers are not executives. They should leave that on the side. And I'm not saying that it's impossible. Some people started out as artists and they learned a thing or two in the business and turned out to be fantastic behind the scenes executives. There are a few people like that. Mary J. Blige is not a person that I would have thought that, because she has had issues with her own income and maintaining income in this industry for a long time. So I would not expect her to get into that particular point of putting out music for someone else. Exactly. Babyface, perfect example. But Babyface has had a long standing career in as being a music executive. Exactly. Just as a vanity label is just that, vanity. Said artist isn't going to do anything for another artist. And I get it. If you're passionate about the music industry, I could see having a label. Because as a former music manager, I had a music label that I put my artists out through. But that's because at the time, that was the only label that wanted to sign him at the time. So I was like, I will put out the music. Savannah says they need to release a snippet because is it worth being sued for $5 million? Where they're talking about prospective money, not just about the music. They're talking about tours and things like that. 100% Peasant says, did you eat lunch? I did, but I could use water, and I didn't bring any in here, which is fine. I'm about to get off of here. I'm going to answer a couple more questions, and I'm going to get out of here. That's true, Sean. Tax write-off, vanity label, no marketing budget. Sometimes it's that. Tamia, did you talk about Annie? I did not talk about Annie. I did post on my post tab that Annie has posted some new photos. She's looking good. Annie from Young, Famous, and African. And she seems to be in a better place outside of this long relationship with Tubaba, who's gotten another woman pregnant and is engaged. Now they got to bring back Young, Famous, and African so we can see a new era of Annie. Now is security going to help her pay that $5 million? I don't know how much security makes. And it makes me wonder, he's your security chief. Does he have other artists that he manages? Tears of Joy, I have seen Sinners. It's fantastic. I am going to do a podcast exclusive recap of it, but I want to watch it another time. And I'm going to do that this week. So I want to go and watch it. And then I'm going to release it for Club Kempire Apple Podcasts subscribers. Tamia says that Annie is apparently starting a YouTube channel for her acting work and her kids. Good for her. She has a huge following. This woman alone, Annie from Young, Famous, and African, has 8 million followers on Instagram. Oh, you're welcome, singer. We did talk about Harlem season 1 and season 2. They were part of our Tuesday takeovers. I saw on Twitter that this is the last week in theaters. No, it can't be the last week. It's doing too well. Warner Brothers is not going to take it out of theaters just yet. Literally, it's in its second week. It's already made $100 million domestically. They're not taking that out of theaters yet, especially because people love the experience of it in theaters. I'm going to go see it again, but I want to see it at the IMAX. See, Ms. Parker says, watch all 3 seasons of Traitors. Have you watched the UK version yet? Ms. Parker, if you were looking for some more to watch, that's available on Peacock. So good. The UK version is so good because they're real people. I mean, not real, but you get what I'm saying. They're not celebrities. I need to see it again, but it was great. Much respect to Ryan Coogler for the amount of research he did, right? And that's the thing. There's so many little nuggets that you may miss. That's why people go back multiple times to see it. I'm going to go see it again. I wanted to go today, but I have a meeting at 4, and I wanted to go again, but I don't think my meeting will be over by then. I have not watched The Real Housewives of Lagos. I did watch The Real Housewives of Johannesburg. See, Tears of Joy said it was great in IMAX. I want to see it in IMAX. I have not watched The Pitt on Max, but I hear it's good. At one particular point, it was like the number one on Max, ahead of White Lotus. Guys, we're almost at 300 likes. Don't forget to like the video. It's easy and it's free way of supporting the channel. If you're just joining us, we did our lunch hour of Hot Topics. Talk of Souls, I'm afraid to see sinners. I don't do well with horror. It might be. I don't feel like it's that bad in comparison to some other horror movies I've seen. But if you go with someone, you might be okay. I mean, there's a pretty much jump scare very early on in the movie. I'm like, oh, damn, I didn't expect it to start this early. I started watching Hacks last year, and I didn't finish. Not that I didn't like it. I just completely forgot. But I hear that's great, too. I do want to get into it. Maybe I'll start watching that. You know, I just finished watching From Scratch for the third time. No, maybe my second time. No, maybe my third time. I've watched it multiple times. Oh, the way I boohoo watching that damn movie. That movie series. So good on Netflix. Hey, Digital Girl. It wasn't that bad, but I'm not a scary person. I think I jumped once. Yeah, I don't feel like it's that bad. I feel like the season of You on Netflix was probably worse. If I ever watch Righteous Gemstones. No, I heard that I might like that, though. Kim, do you have a favorite song from Cowboy Carter? I do, actually. I can tell you right now because I was listening to it earlier. I got a couple of favorites from that album, but To Hands to Heaven, I love, recently. But before that, it was Spaghetti. And before she released the album, 16 Carriages was my favorite. But I also like Levi Jeans. I like the song with Miley. It's a good album. It's not better than Renaissance for me, though. What is the big deal with Black people in horror? What do you mean, the big deal? Oh, because they've tried to push Black people out of being great in horror. So it's a big deal for him to do so well in the horror genre. Will you attend the Cowboy Carter tour? No, Funky, I won't. I won't attend. And it's not because I don't love Beyonce. It's just I don't love a lot of people, especially because of where it's happening. If it was in New York and it was accessible, like, oh, I can just get on a train and I can get back on the train and get home. And it's not like crowds of just sea of people coming out of the concert. I don't like the logistics of the concert for me. I should go see it abroad and probably be better abroad. Hey, Bernice. I loved Renaissance. Renaissance was incredible. We've been living in horror for centuries. What are y'all talking about? Oh, Lord. You got a point, though. Okay. Duchess says, Kempire, wait, Kemp, if you haven't seen it, Netflix has a good doc called The Remix about hip-hop fashion and highlights of Misa's contributions as well. Oh, that'd be cool. I mean, Misa is very important to the beginning of the era of Bad Boy and hip-hop, the 90s and things like that. Uncle Baby Billy needs a spinoff. Mm-hmm. Billy Bob's play has a character called Teenjus, and he plays it. It's hilarious. Really? What's your favorite Beyonce era, and what song or video do you love from B-Day? I got to remind myself what songs were on B-Day. Do I have a favorite Beyonce era? I mean, I like them all for different reasons. You know what I mean? I really like Lemonade, when she released Lemonade, because it was so different on how she released it and how personal it was. That's, for me, that's when she really got into her bag as an artist. But I really liked Renaissance. Renaissance I had on repeat. I just love the celebration of that era of music. But I don't know if I would say it's like my favorite of all of Beyonce. Like, I just feel like they're all so different. I just like how she's able to impact music and the music industry the way that she does. Like her self-titled project. Wait, let me look at, because the B-Day project was really good too. Hold on, please hold. Please hold. Let me see. Four was a great project too, y'all. Four was a great, I Am Sasha Fierce was a great project. See, that's why I couldn't choose. Y'all want me to choose? I'm like, I can't choose. Irreplaceable was on B-Day. Get Me Body was on B-Day. I mean, no, that was like Upgrade You was on B-Day. Flaws and All was on B-Day. Freak 'em Dress. Sugar. I don't have a favorite, y'all. Mm-mm. There's so many good songs on this album. I did love Get Me Body when I would go to the club. When I went to the club, Get Me Body was my song. Okay? I didn't like Ring the Alarm, though. I didn't like Ring the Alarm. That's why I can't choose. I can't choose of her projects because they all are so, I like them all for different reasons. I do kind of wish Cowboy Carter was a little bit more country, even though she said it's not a country album, but I do wish that it was more country because I'm a country music fan. Ooh, Angel says Sacred Edge Drops bringing me back. What? You think it'll bring me back? I'll put it all here. Church Girl is a beautiful song. I kind of want to hear a longer version before it changes up. I want to hear a longer version of that beginning. Oh, Arjun, I'm glad you're okay. I did hear about Portugal, parts of Spain. Where else? There was somewhere else that lost power yesterday. Oh, really? Brittany says those edge drops are the truth. The sacred edge drops? Wow. SC says, I keep hearing about the drops. Really? Y'all think it will work for me? No, it's just help with edges. That's fine. I think she gave us a taste of rock in her show last night, which is coming next. That's why everyone speculates that Act 3 will be rock. I could see that. We also have to remember Beyonce's era of music, the 90s, was when country, R&B, and rock music all did very well, all had hits, all were topping the charts. So it's almost kismet that she's doing a celebration of those genres with this project, because it's just a throwback to the 90s, really, when all of those genres reigned. Arjun says, thanks, Kemper. I am good. I had no internet all day, and I just finished watching RHOA recap. Was it all day? Damn. What happened? Why did the power go out in those parts of the countries? Good, pay homage to Jimi Hendrix, collab with Lenny, and real. Oh, that'd be cool to see her collab with Lenny Kravitz. Bernie says, you're beautiful just the way you are, Kemper. Thank you. But I mean, if the drops work, why can't I get some edges? Oh, not was it Miele? I know that brand. I remember they were under fire. Sacred is really Tina's line with Beyonce's face on it. Of course, I think we all know that. And Tina, and it makes sense that Tina's been in hair her entire life. I would want her to be the head of it all. Yes, Kemp, serve us Shamar Moore realness. Did y'all know Shamar Moore is a Taurus? I never knew that. He's an April Taurus, though. That's a little different. Still a Taurus, though. Hey, Lissandra. A birthday is coming up. My uncle on yours and mine on the 15th. Oh, your uncle's born on May 11th. May 11th this year is falling on Mother's Day. that Miele Oil had my hair coming out in clumps. It did, Gene. You're the first person I've heard that I know that had that experience too, because that was why they were under fire. Oh, that's had to hurt their business. Did they sell the company to like a larger brand? Is that why? Did they change the formula? Wendy says my niece's birthday is May. I'm finding a lot of May 11th birthdays recently. Oh, damn, Natalie. Natalie says it's no longer the girl unless you don't want hair. Arjun says, Ken, can we expect a Met Gala live from you? Maybe, because you know normally I'm traveling during the Met Gala. The last few years I've been traveling. Last year I went to Portugal for my birthday. Don't be surprised though. I can book a last minute trip. Don't be surprised, Arjun. I'm coming back to Portugal. I enjoy Portugal though. But I wouldn't do the same place. Did I answer your question, Arjun? I don't know if I answered your question. Oh, will I do a Met Gala live? Maybe. I'll get those fashion looks together. I'm excited about this Met Gala because of the theme. Yeah, Black Dandy. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to... I hope they kill it, everyone that does the different looks. And I feel like it's an ode to Andre Leontali, finally. Brandy said, I bought tickets for Sinners, but we'll never see it. Don't do horror, but we'll... I appreciate that, Brandy. I don't know why I appreciate it. It's not my movie. But I get it, Brandy. But Brandy, I think you should see it. Maybe see it with someone that you trust. Oh, it's so good. With all the lights on. Don't see it in the theater, maybe. See it at home with all the lights on. It's good. And especially when you see all the little things that Ryan Coogler added to it. And then when you look at Ryan Coogler's story, oh my gosh. Like, that man deserves all the accolades that he's getting. Yes, Met is May 5th, first Monday of May every year. It's also the day that they start jury selection for Diddy's trial. I'm just saying, Chris, it's someone you trust. Was I the only one, for those that saw Sinners, was I the only one jamming out to when the Remix was singing their song at the door at the club? And they were singing this. I was like, that song kind of hits. Right? Tyus said, it's not really horror. I don't know how you would... Is it? I don't think it would be considered thriller. I guess it is considered horror in a way. But it's just not as bad as some of this other horror stuff. It can be a little gory, but I don't think it's that bad. Right? I wonder what Dapper Dan will be wearing. Theo says, it's good to see original movie gaining hype that isn't a sequel, reboot, or part of the franchise. But we can definitely see a sequel coming out of Sinners. We can definitely see a sequel coming out of this. I haven't seen Vampire in Brooklyn. I know it, though. Right? The music, I was like, bobbing my head in the theater, like, I was like, okay. I mean, all the music was fantastic, but... But I was like, not me bobbing my head to this. I have watched Severance on Apple Plus. It's very, very good. What is that considered? What is that considered? Just a drama? It kind of gives thriller, though, in a way. Rita says, Kemper, I come with me to Cowboy Carter in Jersey. I don't want to go to Jersey, though. Wait, you got tickets? Wait, you got tickets? Where are your tickets at? Because I'll go. You got some good tickets. I didn't even try. Toy, it's hard to explain Severance. It's a little complicated to explain it without giving it away. Is it considered a sci-fi thriller? It kind of has sci-fi to it, but I don't want that to deter people thinking that it's like what you think sci-fi is. Because it doesn't give that. It's different, though. It's really good. Jewel says that Sinners was good. Yeah, I enjoy. I'm going to see it again. I wanted to go today. It's sci-fi-ish, right? Can't be Bob is sci-fi-ish, but not really. Asha says, are you still blocked by Portia? Well, I was unblocked, and then I was blocked again. Let me see if I'm still blocked by Portia. I was shocked. What did she see? Did she see when I talked about her place? Maybe that's what it was. She didn't like when I called her place. Oh, I'm not blocked by Pamper by Portia, though. Hey, hey, Pamper by Porsche. I'm not blocked by her. But the last time she posted, when was this? Oh, 2 hours ago. I should comment. I should be like, yes, Porsche. I'm blocked. My whole life. No, I don't think she blocked me on YouTube. She probably doesn't know how to do that. Okay, let me take a last couple of questions, guys, because I have a meeting. Have you watched Dope Thief on Apple TV? It's really good. No, I haven't. I didn't even see that. I've heard good things about Yellowstone. Never got into it, though. If you guys want to know more about my skincare, I've been working with Buddha. You can get 10% off their products with my link in the description. like Gersa unfollowing Sutton's businesses. Yeah. If I comment, she gonna block me there, too. I want to see Sinners at the IMAX. I should see if I can get tickets. I started watching Black Mirror when it first came out, and then I just never got into it. Now, how many seasons later? I did, Jan. I just finished watching You yesterday. It was their best season. But it was so good, it made me want to see another season. Yes, we are still collaborating with Rose Forever as well. We're still collaborating with Rose Forever. Mother's Day is right around the corner, guys. If you've been wanting something for yourself, or you want someone to get something for you, or you want to get something for your mother or mother figure, or aunt, godmother, discount code is KENPIRE20MD for Mother's Day. All of that is available in the description. KENPIRE20MD for Mother's Day. Exactly, El Michelle. After you find out more and you're like, oh, wait, that's what that meant? You want to go back and watch Sinners again. Season one of You was fantastic. They lost it. They lost me in season three. I watched it, but I was like, oh, this is not a great season. But then season four was really good. And then season five. Oh, this is their last season. Have you ever watched Scream Queens? The first season was so good, and then they messed it up. Yeah, I did. I did watch Scream Queens. Kiki Palmer was a part of that.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.